Hello, this is the Working with Others sponsorship OA meeting. Today is September 12th, 2026, and Lindsay will share up to 20 minutes on the ex her experience, strength, and hope working with others. Lindsay?
Thank you, Elizabeth. And hi, everyone. My name is Lindsay, and I am a compulsive overeater, and I'm here in Texas. And I'm excited to be here tonight. And this is definitely one of my very favorite topics. So really, really looking forward to being able to just share my experience, strength, and hope when it comes to sponsorship and working with others, as it truly saves my life. So a little bit of background about me. Let's see, I currently have 5 years and 5 months of food sobriety, and I am maintaining over 200 pound weight loss now for 3.5 years and counting. So, I am a person who in this disease, I'm very gutter level compulsive overeater. Like I'm bottom of the barrel, like heroin level addict with this stuff. Like I'm the girl that had an eviction notice on my door when I was in my mid-30s, and had a pretty successful job, but I was spending that much money on food and then some because I was getting kicked out of my apartment. So I have this thing in a really really bad way, and it is every time that I have the opportunity to share. I sort of rattled off 5.5 years of food sobriety and maintaining a 200-pound weight loss, and it's like, oh my gosh, like how did this even happen, right? Because I mean, I really was that person that couldn't even get like a half of a day out of the food. So the fact that I am living in this recovered state today, the fact that I like show up and do what I say I'm gonna do. Like, there are plenty of people on this call right now who I lied to, ghosted, didn't show up for, like said I was gonna do the thing, didn't do it. Like, I could not show up for myself, for others, for my life in this disease. And in the last 5 years and almost 6 months, I will say that the one, I've said this many times, like the one thing that I have done so consistently, I have never stopped sponsoring one time. I have always had a sponsee, multiple sponsees that I'm taking through the work actively, that I'm talking to on a regular basis. Like, I have been working with others without fail. Everything else has been, I mean, honestly, my program is pretty consistent, but everything else has been less consistent than sponsoring. And that's what I can tell you truly. Has gotten me through so much of the last 5 years and 5 months. I mean, I've been through a lot, really amazing things and really, really challenging things. I mean, I've walked through a miscarriage. I've walked through, loss of a beloved pet, like family member to me. I have, bought a house. I've moved, I have gotten into a relationship, navigated a relationship, been lost my job, gotten a new job. My job has continued to grow in responsibility and scope, and that creates a lot of challenges and new defects. And I have never once stopped working with others. And as it says in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, like when When all other measures fail, work with another alcoholic would save the day. That's, I believe, on page 15 in Bill's story. And I have to tell you that that has 100% been my experience. I typically, so when I am usually taking people through the work, we usually talk in the mornings. So my sponsee calls will be in the mornings before work. And there have been so many times when I wake up and I'm just like, today is a day when I just don't wanna. Like anything, like fill in the blank. Not just like I don't want to talk to my sponsee. I don't want to like any of it, you know? And I'll do my meditation and my prayer, and I'm still kind of feeling like wonky. And I mean, I know though that the measure of my spiritual fitness is not how I feel. It's what I do. It's what I'm doing. It's what my feet are doing. So I know to do the things. And then I'll talk to a sponsee, and sometimes at first I'm like, oh man, they called, right? Like I'm just being totally honest here. I'm like, oh man, I kind of wish they were going to miss their call today, but they don't, right? And then I pick up and we talk and we go through the work, and I get 30 blissful minutes of getting out of my own head, of getting out of my stuff and all the stories and all the thinking and everything. And I get to think about someone else. And I get to actually, have this purpose in life. And when I am working with others, when I am sponsoring, when I am when I'm doing like a big book retreat or something like that, like I have to tell you, I don't know if there's anything else I do in my life when I feel as aligned with my higher power, with like the reason I'm here on the planet. And part of my story, I know I mentioned the miscarriage, and I bring that back up to say that I likely will not have biological children. And that's just, I don't know why, right? I don't know why, but I know that this disease stole a lot of those years from me. And I had this intuitive thought when I was sort of grieving the loss, and it was like, oh, Lindsay, there are so many people that you can help. Like you are able to like this is why you're here. Like this is why you're here, and there are so many people you can help, and you have the time and energy and space and capacity for this that you wouldn't have otherwise. And I'm not like spiritualizing away loss or grief, but I'm simply saying that like I get to do this, and both things can be true. I can be really grateful that I can show up and help others, and I can also grieve a loss. In the AA 12 and 12, which I love both the OA 12 and 12 and the AA 12 and 12. I think both are phenomenal pieces of literature. I just picked this one up today. And in step 12, it says, the joy of living is the theme of AA's 12th step, and action is its key word. And I think what's so cool is like, my partner says it this way, and I love it. It's like, look, the end game of the 12 steps, especially in Overeaters Anonymous, is not I get a healthy body, I get to like, get my life back, I get to get back in the world, and then like moveon.com situation, right? No, nope. The end game of all of this is so I can help other people. Like, sorry for, sorry to like tell you, but that's the reality of this, like the end game of this whole thing, the reason why we're here is so that we can continue like passing along this message to others that are suffering. And then we practice these principles in all our affairs. Like we actually transmit this new way of living and the spiritual power and energy and peace and love into the world through the psychic change that we get as a result of the steps. So it becomes not about me, it becomes about other people. And man, I sure didn't come in here with that as my desire. I couldn't understand that. That didn't even really compute with me, And so it's so cool because it's like, we've done all this work, and now having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, Then it says, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics. So let's just pause there for a second. No one ever told me when I started sponsoring that like maybe one out of 10 people would stick around. And I thought I just really sucked as a sponsor. You know, I was like, oh my God, like I am a massive failure. Like, what am I doing wrong? I don't know. Like, should I be doing this? You know, and of course I felt rejected. I mean, man, I feel like sponsorship takes you through the relationship wringer in a really good way, right? Like I learn how to like be a friend. I learn how to be a better leader at work. I learn how to be a better partner. Because it's like I learn to navigate these relationship dynamics in a sponsee relationship, you know? And so the idea of like the rejection of like it doesn't work out. It's not personal. I mean, if anything in life is not personal, it's a sponsee that like can't stay abstinent. Because if I really believe I'm powerless, then I'm powerless over my disease, and I sure as hell am powerless over theirs. And if they have what I have, so are they. So I guess I'm just saying that here, like if all your sponsees are going back to the food, it's very sad. Like I'm not trying to make light of it, but someone says we come in by the hundreds and we leave by the 99s, and I sure don't know why or how I'm one of the one out of 100s that somehow has stayed around. But like, as it says, I think in Bill's story, it's like, you'd better hang on to it. And that's how I feel. You know, I had better hang on to whatever this gift is that I have. And one of the main ways I do that is by sponsorship, because guess what? Nothing so much ensures immunity from this thing, right? As intensive work with others. And I'm saying that to myself right now is like, you know, am I really intensively working with others, or am I trying to make it as convenient as possible? And I don't know how to answer that question right now, right? Like, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. Sometimes I'll put my sponsee calls in spots that might work for me better, or, you know, what have you, instead of, I don't know. I feel like I could be a bit more inconvenienced. I could self-sacrifice a little bit more. I think I could. I think that's the truth, right? But the reality is that nothing so much ensures immunity as intensive work with others. And as I said, like that's really been my experience. There's just something about that. It's like the same thing, you know, when I was in the food and I was told, okay, when you want to eat, just pick up the phone and say, I want to eat and I need help. And there was just something about that level of like honesty and willingness to connect with someone else. Like there's a power greater than me in just saying, help me, right? I'm that other person isn't my higher power. There's a power greater than both of us in that conversation. And that's how it is every single time I work with a sponsee or a newcomer or someone that's struggling, or anybody, right, that I connect. There's a power greater than both of us in that conversation, and I stay connected in that way. So back to the joy of living, because I took a detour, but the joy of living is the theme of AA's 12th step, and action is its key word. And man, if I don't experience the joy of living, you know, like I mean, it's so cool because like I really do. I mean, I really, and some people will think I'm full of crap, but the reality is like, I wouldn't even want to be a normie anymore because I so love this way of life. Like, even though things aren't perfect in my life, I mean, I could call me later and I can give you a list of all the things and people and situations that are not going according to my plan. I already told you one of them, right? But it's like, I have this internal sense of like joy and peace, and the knowing that that like God's got me. and that somehow everything's going to be okay. A large part of that, again, like the working with others, like when other people bring their problems to me, then it's the craziest thing. Because I've had some people say to me lately, like, wow, I mean, where does this stuff come from? And I'm like, I don't know. It's like this AA speaker that's like, when they ask him how is, speaking, when he's like, I don't know, I wasn't there. And a lot of times now in my sponsoring, I really feel that way because I'm like, I don't know where what I'm telling you is coming from, but there's this power here. Like something's happening and God truly speaks through me, just like God speaks through my sponsor, and God speaks through her sponsor. And we have to have, when my sponsees call and they, rattle off all the problems, which by the way, I do the same thing, right? Like rattle, rattle, rattle. And then it's like, okay, did you pray about it? Like, where's God in this? Where's God in this? And then they're like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And I'm like, but I do the same thing. I call my sponsor. And then she has to be the one to say, like, hey, did you pray about it? Because as a sponsor, like, I am not here to tell anybody what to do. That's not my job. My job is not to tell you what to do. My job is not to fix your problems. My job isn't to like somehow be better than you and lord over you my knowledge. My job is to say, like, I'm just another very, very sick compulsive overeater who one day at a time, I'm being separated from my alcoholic foods. I'm being separated from my compulsive eating by this higher power. And so let me show you what I did. And that's what I also love about sponsoring is that I don't have to reinvent the wheel. I don't have to show up with some like new, smart, brilliant, out of the box solution for people. Like it's just like, here's the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And here's how I got recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. Here's how I got recovered from pooping my pants in my car, not being able to wipe myself, not being able to dry off after a shower, not being able to fly on airplanes, not being able to show up to anything, lying about missing my friends' mom's funerals, right? Like, this is how I got out. There's nothing else I can do for you. Nothing else. I can only give you what I had. I can only tell you what I've done. And if you want what I have, that's it. There's no more that I can offer you. And if you're willing to do that is so awesome. And I'm so like excited and honored, truly. Like, it's really one of my greatest honors to watch someone recover, and to see them live a big, full life. Like, it's truly one of the greatest joys I've ever experienced. I actually just got to go travel and spend a few days with a sponsee, and that was so cool. And I got to meet her boyfriend and got to see her house. And, like these are the relationships that we develop in this program, like real connection. Like, I truly care for this person. Like, where does that come from? And so, yeah, I just take someone through the book line by line. That's what we do. That's what was done for me. And there's so many debates about the right way, the wrong way, the this way, the that way. I don't look at it like that. I just look at it as I'm sober for 5 years and 5 months in this via this vehicle. So this is where we're at. It's what I'm gonna do. And then, I mean, I think another, I mean, there's so much when it comes to, when it comes to sponsorship. But I think, yeah, if somebody's not ready, somebody's not ready, and we can be fellows. One of the greatest things I heard once about sponsorship was sort of this idea of like, should I drop a sponsee or not? They keep picking up. And it's just like, but if someone's in the food and I'm not actively taking them through the work, like that's not sponsorship. Like that's helping a sick and like helping a struggling fellow, helping someone that's using. But for me, sponsorship is like we're in the work, we're sober, we're getting, I'm guiding you and putting your hand in the hand of God. And learning along the way too. I have a new experience every single time I take someone through this work. And that's what's so dang cool, And that's why, I mean, I know the first what, 3 to 4 chapters of this book, I could probably recite them because, again, I mean, I didn't memorize them because they're so, I've done it so many times with so many people, but also it's so good to remember, like, we are lights on each other's paths. At what point, we don't know. We don't know what God's plan is for when someone gets this, but, like, nonetheless, we just continue to try to carry this message, and then we stay sober and can help the next sick and suffering person. So that's my time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Lindsay. I'm going to stop the recording now.